when I was running ACT teams, we used IDDT. This is a long time ago, 12, 15 years ago. We used kind of emerging IDDT frameworks, and there are numerous success stories that I have from my personal clinical experience. And of course, doing this work, we see a lot. But one guy comes to mind who was living in a dumpster on the railroad tracks in Cincinnati. His name was Jim. And Jim had lost 8 toes and almost all of his fingers. He had maybe 3 fingers left from frostbite and exposure. And Jim didn't want anything to do with us. Jim was drinking, lots. He was drinking a lot of alcohol, was also using crack, was also using heroin. And we took about 6 months, engaged Jim in the dumpster. And this is during a winter when, again, this is a guy who had lost all of his digits or many of them. And through that process of engagement, realized that he had been really close to his twin brother but hadn't seen him in years. We reached out to the brother, who didn't want anything to do with Jim for various sort of bad situations that had happened in the family, and really took our time, engaged with Jim and his brother, got them together. Jim agreed to go to dinner at his brother's house. It was St. Patrick's Day, and a couple team members went with him because the brother didn't want Jim there by himself. And again, this is a long-winded way of saying, you know, we really took our time, engaged with Jim, really didn't force him to be abstinent at the beginning, really used motivational kind of interventions, really kind of worked with him based on his needs and what he wanted, didn't impose our our goals or our anxiety about, you know, trying to get him out of the cold and all that. Took our time and got him into services. We talked about, we tried to figure out what he liked and what was interested in, just like you normally do. I mean, it was about a personal relationship. We tried to develop a relationship based on his interests and his sort of worldview and the things that motivated him. And we didn't talk about traditional psychosocial kind of stuff. We talked about, I remember, sports, and we talked about the neighborhood where he grew up, and I remember we talked about the church, the Catholic Church, where he went. I knew that parish really well, and we talked about people that we all knew in common. We talked about the changing neighborhood where the dumpster was, you know, how it had changed over the last 20 years or so. So we just talked about things that he was interested in talking about. We didn't at all talk about housing or his illness or any of that stuff. He's competitively employed, too, now. He is actually a peer support worker. He turns out, which nobody knew, he was a vet. And we actually got him out of community services and into VA services several years after we worked with him. And he now is a staff person at a veterans group home in Cincinnati. And he's not on Social Security or benefits anymore. Obviously, he's got VA benefits, but he's full-time, competitively employed, and he's actually a manager at the group home. He doesn't run the group home, but he's got 5 or 6 staff that report to him now.